In a sense, all human beings belong to a single family. We need to embrace the oneness of humanity and show concern for everyone, not just my family or my country or my continent. We must show concern for every being, not just the few who resemble us. Differences of religion, ideology, race, economic system, social system, and government are all secondary. Put others first. You yourself come next. This works even from a selfish viewpoint. Let me explain how this is possible. First of all, you want happiness and do not want suffering. Then, if you show other people kindness, love, and respect, they will respond similarly with kindness, love, and respect. This way, your happiness will increase. But if you show other people anger and hatred, they will show you the same, and you will lose your own happiness. So I say, if you are selfish, you should be wisely selfish. Ordinary selfishness focuses only on your own needs. But if you are wisely selfish, you will treat others just as well as you treat those close to you. Ultimately, this strategy will produce more satisfaction, more happiness, even for yourself. So, from a selfish viewpoint, you get better results by respecting others, serving others, and reducing self-centeredness. When you are concerned about others, your own welfare is fulfilled automatically. Consider the physical and verbal non-virtues, these being the causes of being reborn in a bad situation. There are three types of outlooks that lead to avoiding killing, for instance. Someone with a small outlook avoids killing out of a motivation to not accumulate a bad karma imprinted in his or her own mind. Someone with a little broader perspective avoids killing by thinking that it will prevent rebirth in a good life where practice in order to leave the entire round of cyclic existence could be continued. However, altruistic people consider others' lives to be as important as their own, and they avoid murder out of wanting to protect the other person's life. This cherishing of others, therefore, makes a huge difference in the strength of the motivation to restrain from killing. Those whose motivation is self-centered could think that even if they commit such an ill deed, they could confess and seek to ameliorate the karma. However, someone who values another person's life cares about the other's suffering and knows that confessing to murder would not help that person. The same is true for stealing, adultery, lying, divisive talk, harsh speech, and even, I think, senseless chatter. Another way that other concern is so valuable is that it puts your own situation in perspective. At one point, I was particularly saddened about the situation of Tibet. But then I remembered that I had taken the Bodhisattva vows and every day had frequently reflected on Shantideva's prayer, "As long as the sky exists and as long as there are sentient beings, may I remain to help relieve them of all their pain." As soon as I remembered this, the whole feeling of burden immediately cleared away, much like heavy clothes being lifted off of me.